sexting cheating? Yes.
That's your answer?
Hello, I'm Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 63 of How Married Are You?
My name is Belief, and this is Bet, and we've been married nine years. We live in California, and we have
4 kids.
Relationships are scary, and it's very necessary that we share all of our struggles, and we ask,
How married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in a wedding party. Sometimes deep, sometimes lighthearted. I don't know what else to say. Guess we gotta get it started. Look, it's chocolate, baby, story time. Now check it out, check it out, check it out. Hey, look, it's chocolate, baby, story time. All right, here we go. And... good job.
Okay.
Yeah, good job. I thought some of those lines were yours.
Oh.
So, like...
We'll get it together.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
2020 is a whole new
year. Good job. I'm going to clap for you.
Oh, thank you, babe. I accept your applause.
All right. Chocolate baby story time.
Okay. You go first.
I have a feeling that Uzi is going to be a serious problem.
What?
In this household.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm just watching him and I'm realizing that he has so much, like attention and, I feel like he has very high expectations of everyone, and like I've never seen a kid more spoiled. Yeah,
you've never seen Anaya.
Anaya wasn't as spoiled. I remember one time watching you leave her downstairs with the boys who were way considerably younger than they are now, and she was looking up the stairs like, "Someone, please help me." You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. We wouldn't leave.
I leave Uzi all the time downstairs.
Yeah, but it's different. The boys are older. It's a lot different. I just think right now, I feel like everyone else was kind of on a schedule a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And Uzi's just kind of.
I don't think so, babe.
Okay. Well, that's just my forethought. I think Uzi's going to be a serious liability to everyone's feelings. And he's going to be biting and scratching. He's a monster.
Oh my goodness.
He's freaking
Why
adorable.
Why are you talking about my child like that?
It's my story time. It's my story time. It's me. I don't think he's a legit monster, but I do think that he, if he's the last child, which we're hoping he is, right?
He's so confused.
I got issues.
Glenn is so confused.
If he's the last child, which I'm hoping he is, he's going to be an absolute problem.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
I do not.
Every youngest child is the problem. Say it ain't so. I'm pointing at the camera right now and I'm talking deep to you. It is true. Every youngest child is the problem. Think about the youngest sibling you have. The youngest sibling of all your cousins. He bad.
I don't know about that. But
okay, let's see.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's my chocolate baby story time. What about you?
Mine is, I don't know, I have a couple, but I'll go with Anaya. Okay. Like, she's doing this thing where she wants to do everything herself. Yeah. I think the music's too loud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she just wants to do everything herself. But she doesn't want to feed herself. It's like, girl, are you going to be a big girl or are you going to be a baby? Like, I need you to be a little bit more independent. And she's just so bossy. She's not saying her pleases and her thank yous. And she, like, does this thing where she, like, will be saying something and then she'll whisper it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't want you to hear.
All the kids did that.
The other day.
Except for Ryan. He was just blatant with his.
The other day after breakfast, because you guys know, if you've been following us for a while, if you follow me on Instagram, if you follow us, whatever, then you know my daughter has a love for bacon. And so the other morning, so what we do is we're like, okay, you have to eat your oatmeal in order to get bacon, or you have to eat, like, whatever we give her for breakfast, she has to eat her breakfast, her main part of her breakfast, before she can have a piece of bacon. Or 2 pieces of bacon. And so she ate her oatmeal, and then I gave her 2 pieces of bacon, and then she asked for more bacon. And I was like, no, Naya, no more bacon. And then so I'm heading upstairs and behind me, I hear her whispering, Theo, bacon. And Theo's like, no. Theo being the wise older brother is like, I'm not getting in trouble for you. But that girl is a mess right now. She is just on one. I don't know what's going on. I love her so much, though. She's like my buddy. She's all over me. I don't know if you're aware of this. Like today, my girlfriend came over and she was like playing with Uzi. And then it was like once Uzi left me, Anaya was all over my lap.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those things. So anyways, she's fun. She's lovely. But she's also kind of a butthead. So...
I hear that a lot. You know, I remember when Raya was, he had to eat his broccoli and you were like, chew, chew and swallow, chew, chew. And you fed him, ended up feeding him and he wouldn't eat it and he had to eat it the next day. But he was older than Anaya is right now.
I mean, whatever. Okay.
I'm just saying it's very similar.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, Belief here from Belief in Fatherhood and How Married Are You? And I know you're sitting here like, what is happening to my podcast? But I want to let you know that we finally have our first sponsors for the How Married Are You podcast. And this episode is brought to you by The Bible Study, the easy way to study the word. Grow deeper in your faith and experience God using the Bible study by Zach Wendall. I met Zach Wendall a few months back. We sat down over breakfast and he told me all about how the Bible study was transforming the lives of people who wanted to know more about God and the Word of God. Finally, you can study the Bible without feeling overwhelmed. What's included? A daily and weekly guide that walks you through the Word, growing you as a Christian and transforming your heart and mind in the process. Also, in-depth questions that help you strengthen your relationship with God, yourself, and others. Colorful and engaging pages to draw you in and create excitement for studying the Bible and connecting with God. Now, this is all hearsay for me because I actually gave my only copy away to a friend of ours, but I'm ordering another one today, getting 10% off using the coupon code HMAY for How Married Are You? That's HMAY.
We're back. All right. So it's Tuesday, y'all, which means we get to hear from you and what you guys are dealing with and provide some perspective. For you. So this first one we're going to go to is from one of our members of the wedding party, and it reads as follows. Hello, Glenn and Yvette. I've been hesitant about sending in this letter, but decided to just go for it. I've been dating someone for the last year who checks out on my list of needs. He's passionate, ambitious, has a big heart, and he knows my love language is words of affirmation, and he affirms me well. Let's just say his pros outweigh his cons. However, his cons may be the thing that keep us from progressing any further. He has 3 children from a previous relationship, and being a co-parent father is a full-time position in which it should be. But at times, I feel like I am being overlooked because of his children. I'm almost 30 and he's 33. I don't have any children of my own yet. I want children one day, and I love and admire the father he is to his children. I'm guessing I would just love for him to find the balance. For instance, he pays some of the bills at his children's mother's house. He gives money when asked. He's even ended dates early due to emergency calls from his children's mother. I'm just not 100% sure if this is a matter that I should bring up because I don't want to come off the wrong way. But we have discussed marriage, and there is no way in HELL I can build a home with him when he is taking care of someone else's. Ooh. I want to bring it up, but would love to know if I'm tripping or being realistic. I feel that if I don't set an expectation, it will be this way continuously in our relationship and possibly in our marriage. And that's a no for me, sis. help. What should I do or not do? LOL. Love what you guys are doing with Belief in Fatherhood and then How Married Are You podcast.
So, man, I don't know. You want to talk?
Okay. So, my first thought, okay, let me read that sentence again just to make sure I read it right. You said there is no way in HELL I can build a home with him when he is taking care of someone else's. So I'm going to read that as you're feeling like you can't build a home with him while he's like maintain like paying bills in another home? Do you think that's an accurate interpretation of that line? Because there, I mean, like, he's going to, as a father, he needs to contribute to
the well-being of his children.
Yeah, the well-being of his children. And his children are living in a home with their mother. And so I don't think he should be paying all the bills necessarily, but he definitely should be contributing, right? Mm-hmm. Are you interpreting that line as that?
Yeah, I am interpreting that line as that. I do think that she has a lot of good points. You know, I think she has a lot of good points, but okay. I don't think he's wrong. Wait a minute. So what do you think?
How can she have a lot of good points and he not be wrong?
Well, because
name point number one.
Well, you know, like, she feels like she's being overlooked.
Okay. So, yes.
She feels like she's being overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, here we go.
As a mother of four and a husband right here in your own daggone home, do you feel overlooked?
By you?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I feel like you might feel overlooked. But
you
I
better
feel
believe it.
But I feel like you do a good job of seeing me and tending to my needs.
Well, I see. I do. I would say that she should feel overlooked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Yes, you feel overlooked. And that is so what we are seeing right now is she's driving down a road and she's seeing yellow flags and red flags. And she's like, I think I should stop. But the road is so smooth.
Mm.
And it's so nice out here. And I like where we're going.
Mm.
And this is a great ride.
Mm.
But I'm not really interested in all the, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. she sees these signs. It's kind of like, man, how long is this going to happen for? She keeps seeing these stop signs. It's like you got a clear road, no traffic coming each way.
Mm-hmm.
But you just keep, you're sitting at a stop sign. You're like, wait a minute. I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she has a really good point about her being overlooked. I think she has a good point about, you know, her feeling like sometimes, you know, the dates stop early. My question is, okay, go ahead.
I feel like you need to go back and elaborate on why you think she should feel overlooked. Like why is that appropriate?
It's not that she should. She should. Well, I'm saying from him, she should feel overlooked. He has three children.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it probably wasn't his intention for the relationships to go sour, but they did. But he still has to provide for the children. That is a responsible man, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But the question to me that can't be answered because of this email just doesn't give enough details, as I have a few questions. How old are the children? What is a emergency that stops a date? Is it because sometimes there are emergencies that you have that I have to stop for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't really consider them emergencies, mm-hmm. but they're emergencies to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if this young lady is saying, hey, I don't understand why he has to stop, but then it's obvious to me that she probably, and I'm just making this assumption, she may have not spent a lot of time with children or with his children or with children that age group. Because I know a lot of people who aren't parents, they look at us in amazement. They don't understand what is happening and why are you doing this? And why did you choose? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
they don't understand what that life is like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have so many questions about her because it seems like, man, she's really interested in this man, but it doesn't really seem like she's very interested in the children.
Mm.
Just from what I'm getting from this email. And I know that you probably love his kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm just assuming the best about you. But I would say that I think these red flags are definitely red flags, but I'm just saying, like, we can't answer this question for her because it's a personal question. You're not wrong if you choose to leave.
Yeah. I think it just comes down to the question of, can you love someone else's children? Because nothing will hurt a child more than, like, you and this man having children of your own and it being obvious to them that you love your biological children more than them.
Facts.
Like, I mean, we've been in experiences where there have been people who are kind of like the non-family, like non, you know, you don't want those.
You can tell the difference.
You can tell the difference. And so those children to be deserve to be loved just like you love the child that you had with their father. And so if you don't think that you can love them in that way, then you probably should start looking elsewhere, or you guys might need to like consider counseling. Or
I do think she should bring it up.
Oh yeah, that's the question. Yes, bring it up.
Yeah, I think you should bring it up and say, hey, and I would totally, if I were you, just to like make sure that he understands, this is how I would bring it up. I would say, hey, I'm not used to this, and this does make me feel uncomfortable. I want to work through this. I know it's my issue, but I don't know how to deal with it. Mm. I might need to talk to someone, or maybe we can talk to someone. I'm not sure if this is healthy, you know, and at what point are you going to not be paying someone else's bills, you know? Mm-hmm. Is the plan to always pay the bills? And I can sense that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can sense that she's feeling some sort of jealousy when he gets that phone call from the baby mom
and just picks up
and just like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One of the nuances about being in a relationship with someone who is like a baby mom or baby father's whatever. I don't even know how to say it anymore. Is that you have to work together. Like the three of you are now a team. You guys are now a family that are operating together for the betterment of the children. And when he picks up and go, hey, I'm coming over too.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and take this to go plate. Hey, we're going to get the check. We're going over baby mom's house. You know what I mean? That's the type of party it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're ready for something like that, because that is the type of party that you are getting yourself into. And that's the way I've seen it work best, where there's a team thing going on. Now, and it may not be immediate, but eventually, yes. But I do think your questions are valid. And I think that you are totally justified with how you're feeling. As a 30-year-old woman, you have been waiting for this man, or was looking and going through different relationships, probably skirted through a bunch of scumbags. And now you got this dude right here, mm-hmm. you know, Mr. Three Kids. And he's a great father and he's amazing, but he may have a little bit of issues with boundaries. And I'm telling you, this man is trying to keep the peace. He's trying to be like, I don't want to leave, but how can I, like, it's one of those, it's just like when it's not like this, but it's very similar to like me being at work and knowing I have to go home and knowing I have to be somewhere for the kids. And it's like, ugh, it's not that I don't want to be there, but I have something else to do, but I have to take the L. I have to go. And that's really a win, but it's a win for the kids, but it hurts you. So I think you really, it's just a lot of big girl pants you got to put on.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely think you should not go any further without communicating this to him.
Yeah.
You can't invest any more of your like heart and love and energy into this relationship without communicating to him that these are your concerns. Because the further you get down the road, the harder it's going to be and the more it's going to hurt if you guys do decide to go separate ways. But yeah.
Yeah, and I think...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I have one more thing to say. I do have friends who have like this whole blended family thingy going on. And one of my friends, like the main, like the number one thing that they have said is that they desire another mentor couple who has kind of been there, done that. And so I don't know if you have any people around you like that who are older and married and have kind of like that blended family thing going on. But if you could find that, that would be awesome, I think.
And here she said, there's no way that I can build a home with him when he is taking care of someone else's. That sentence, it kind of answers your question.
Yeah, if you said no way.
If you said no way.
That's why I was trying to understand that sentence.
Yeah, and I don't actually think that is true.
I don't either.
I think you're just saying that because you're kind of like, what do I look like sitting up here working together in this thing and he's put money into somebody else's home? Are you crazy? No, I need, you know, it's stuff that we, as things out, but you have no idea where your heart's gonna move, like what is possible. your love for the kids, your love for the baby mom. Who knows? You know what I mean? So this right here, the situation, you kind of got to pull all the petty out of you to get through this. You got to kind of like, you got to pull the petty out of you to get through this one. I'm certain of it.
Yeah. But definitely have the conversation.
Okay, let's move forward.
This next email is...
Thank you so much for that email. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you for that email. This next email is titled, Is Sexting Cheating? Yes.
That's your answer?
No, that's their answer. Oh. They said, is sexting cheating? Question mark. Capital Y, capital E, capital S, exclamation mark. Yes. Okay. Let me make this bigger because I am going blind. I'm so sick to my stomach. I can't sleep, so I figured I would reach out. It's been 4 years married, 2 kids later, and so much pain and emotional damage. My husband has...
Wait. 4 years married, 2 kids later. Got it. Okay. That was a lot.
My husband has been struggling with the porn addiction, lust, and masturbation for quite some time, since a teen and throughout our marriage. After confessing yet still withholding full details, he decided to completely confess everything he's lied about. So now I'm devastated and disgusted. He told me that he was sexting 2 different coworkers at different times in our marriage, one probably being when I was pregnant. Then he told me that he used an app where he exchanged sexy pictures. A man sent one of his wife, and he sent one of me. My Lord.
Wait a minute. A man sent one of his
They
wife,
exchanged pictures of their spouses. He sent spouses. One of her? Yes. My goodness.
That's gracious. Freaky. Sorry, no judgment. Go ahead.
Totally crazy and perverted beyond my imagination. I feel like our whole marriage is based on lies and secrets. He kissed someone while we were dating, told me 3 months later, and I forgave him because I know that Jesus has forgiven me for so much, and that is what he would do. I don't know what to do because I'm so hurt. I've tried to be compassionate, knowing that this lust stuff has a stronghold on a lot of men and boys. I even struggled in college with masturbation and porn, so I know the feeling. He knows my story. It hurts the most knowing he lied to me and didn't think he could tell me he had been tempted before it got too far. I really thought we were closer than that. He's my best friend. He has a plan to get counseling, talk with our pastor, and remove all internet access so that he can change and keep me from leaving. I don't want to dismantle our family, but I don't know if I can take this anymore. Outside of these issues and lies that come up every 6 months, our marriage has been sweet. I'm broken. I'm heartbroken and at a loss. Please pray for us and give your insight. If either of you have dealt with lust issues or know someone who has concurred it, it would be encouraging to hear at this time.
Okay. Let's pray for this person real quick, because that's what she asked for.
She did.
Okay. Father God, I pray for this young lady and her husband. It's been so long since she sent this email, Lord. I hope they're working it out. I ask for clarity for her, healing for her. I ask for comfort for her. And we thank you so much just for your ability to heal broken places and mend broken issues and relationships, Lord. We ask, for self-control. We ask for community. But I really just ask for this young lady ask for hope for this young lady, Lord, that you would allow her to see the bigger picture, if there is one for her to see. But we thank you so much for clarity and for even being able to speak into this thing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
How do you go?
What is your question? If you have any insight, I definitely don't think this is a means to throw in the towel.
It's a lot, though.
It's a lot. I mean, like, he definitely betrayed her trust, like sending pictures of her to another man. Isn't that like low key or high key?
It seems against the law.
It seems like it's against the law. I'm trying to think, like, it feels like a federal offense. I feel like my Law and Order SVU is telling me this ain't right. Like, that's
the 60 seasons you watched. He's like, I think I remember.
Law. There has to be an episode about this.
Well, different, you know, it depends on what state you're in, honestly. Oh, yeah. But I do. I mean, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I think there's a conversation that needs to be had that still hasn't been had.
And what's that conversation?
And I feel like there's a like a conversation about desire, that he may be like wanting more in certain areas. Like, there's a lack of something he's missing.
So you're thinking that he is desirous of more, more things happening in the bedroom?
I don't think it's that. I think it's more like a desire of like variety, or I don't know what the situation is, but I think there's definitely something that he's not seeing. You know what I'm saying? Because what would be difficult to say, you know, if I'm him in the situation, is not to say this is her fault at all. I want to clarify this.
Please do, because the comment section is about to be lit.
They always going. I don't even read y'all comments no more. Yes, you know that? I don't read that no more. I'm 2 weeks sober. I'm reading them stupid comments. Y'all don't like me. I feel like there's an issue here of I'm not even gonna say.
No, I think you need to say it. I would like you to say it so I can offer my perspective.
Yeah, I would say that. I think, first of all, he has an issue that's deep down inside of him that he needs self-control. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He needs self-control. He needs community. He needs whatever it is that he's going to be able to, you know, control himself. But I do feel like there is like an issue that he's not communicating sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that, you know, he may be feeling that he can't say. That's all I'm gonna say.
Something he may be feeling that he can't say.
I feel like he has an issue with. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this. I let me think of, if it was one of my friends, I would ask him like, yo, what's the issue? But one of my friends would tell me and we would talk guy. And so he could be as rude and as mean as he wants. And it would stay between us.
Well, I mean, they're 4 years married and have two kids already. Like, two kids in 4 years is a lot. So I imagine, like, I mean, not everybody knows this because some people are different. But when you're pregnant, you're not necessarily having sex as often. And then you have a baby. And then
it's very tempting. It's very tempting during the pregnancy.
Yeah. So it seems like there's like a lot of things. And so maybe he's not being...
But he's go ahead. He's not being what?
I mean, like, it's hard. We know that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be physically intimate, have like pregnancy after pregnancy. And even when you're allowed to have sex after the baby, then you got a baby, like, typically in your room, interrupt. You never know when they're going to cut in or out. You're tired. Yeah. It's a lot.
Milk everywhere.
Lord.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just say what I said. Should I?
I mean, go. I think it's okay for you to say what you said offline, but I think that whoever you are, I'm not gonna say your name.
Don't take it personally. Yeah. Yeah. So I would say that I feel like what is happening here is that he has an issue where he can't communicate something to you. So I'm thinking that there may be an attraction issue. Right. So he's thinking like, or there may be like, I don't want to nag her issue, or I don't want to bug her. Cause I felt like that. Like, man, I want sex, but I don't, I watch the babies grab at you and I watch Uzi suck your boob. And I'm like, and I'm trying to like have sex with you. Like, get off, like, everyone leave her alone. You know what I'm saying? And so there may be an issue, you know, with his like comfort level in communicating something. That doesn't give him an excuse, though, mm-mm, to do anything he's doing. But I feel like he's confessing the bare minimum. Like, he's not talking about what's really down deep. And so.
And maybe I don't know, like, is it appropriate for him to do that? I guess maybe.
What appropriate to do what?
To like go down deep. like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. So you don't want him to confess and be honest?
No. That's not what I'm necessarily saying. Let me figure out what I'm trying to say. I guess it is appropriate for him to share what's down deep.
Why wouldn't he want to share that? I mean, why wouldn't you want to know that?
If you told me you weren't attracted to me, I would break me. Not break me, but it would hurt my feelings really bad.
I mean, but like...
Are you not attracted to me?
I'm very attracted to you, but I've seen in your face you not being attracted to me.
What?
Heck yeah. And even in early on our marriage, like, there was a point where you were like, yo, you need to go to the gym.
What?
Yes. When I started working out with James and homeboy from the movement with the spiky hair and the muscles.
I told you to do that?
Yes. It was when you told me you were attracted to the homeboy.
Babe, that don't sound right.
Babe, okay. Well, first of all, you told me you were attracted to someone else.
So maybe you went to go look at that person and you figured.
No.
Nah, I don't think I told you to do that, babe. That doesn't sound right.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think, I think, I don't know,
this
man.
Is hard.
This is difficult.
Sexting is cheating.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
That's the question.
It's not a question of whether or not he's wrong. He's completely wrong. He's violated you and betrayed you and all these things. I don't know what you should do about it. Now, as someone who struggled with lust for the majority of my existence, I would say that there is, I would love to be able to communicate freely with you, but I know some things you just can't take. So I can't communicate with you. I have to communicate to the homies. And so, the community has really been the thing that's been like keeping me solid. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't find comfort in talking to you because I know that you may not be able to take it. And I think you actually would if it's kind of just is what it is. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't even think you want to know.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, I don't know that I need to know it all. And maybe that's just a...
It's a growth thing.
Yeah.
Because because I think in a way that I hope for like our communication and our like us being together, it's deeper than what it is right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
Like the way that we communicate,
mm-hmm.
if we were able to say whatever, then I feel like our connection would be deeper. Mm-hmm. But there's a fear of like pain and feelings and all those things that kind of get in the way. And I think we'll get through that eventually. But like right now, yeah.
Ends podcast starts talking.
What? Ends podcast starts talking.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, if I'm feeling some type of way, I'm not going to be like, hey, I've lusted 3 times today. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, you know, you deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You move on. You know what I'm saying? You repent. You move on. You know what I mean? Like,
but do you think that I need to know every time you lust?
No, but I feel like you should know if my heart is moving. Like, if I'm like, dang, like, I'm struggling here. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, like, I'm watching you, like, I mean, I've watched you go through transitions and seasons, and I'm like, I don't know if this is a safe place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do or what you have done or what's happening. I think you are a victim here. You know what I mean? Just so you know. And I don't think that there is nothing that anything you're doing wrong, but you asked what did she ask?
She just asked for insight.
Yeah. Insight. So I would say, I would just be like, listen, man, like tell me everything that's on your mind. I'm bulletproof right now. It'll hurt, but I need to know everything that's going on in your mind. I need to know what you're feeling. If you're not attracted to me, I need to know. You know, what you're thinking about. Do you want someone that looks different? Do you want variety? Like, what is it inside of you that is pulling you away from me? Because I can't hold on forever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you should say that if that's what you want to know. But it's like, okay, all right, well, we standing up. We gonna take these shots, you know, and we're just gonna deal with it.
And you know what's interesting about what you just said? There have been moments in the past few months where I wanted to be like, hey, are you struggling with such and such? And I hadn't felt like I was bulletproof enough to hear an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times, like, we as spouses, not even just as a wife, but we have an intuition about what may be going on with the other person. And for me personally, if I know that I'm not ready for the answer, then I don't ask.
Yeah, but
I don't think that that's a good thing. I'm not saying that that's great, but I'm just saying that that's the reality of me.
Yeah, but then I feel like that is, you know, it's almost, it's like a favor. It's like, it's protection.
To who?
To me. It's protecting me. It's you.
Like me not holding you accountable.
Yeah. Like, you know, and I guess we're just different in that way because you don't necessarily like accountability. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind accountability.
Not from me. You don't want accountability from me.
Your accountability is very, like,
it's accountable.
Legalistic.
It's accountability. No, it's just what you said you're going to do. Let's do it. It's not legalistic.
See?
What? That's legalistic? I'm holding you to your word?
You know what? This podcast is getting lengthy. Let's move on.
To what? What's the next thing on the docket?
Glenn, how married are you? Wait, let's go back, though, really quick. To this young lady, I am so sorry it took us forever to answer this particular question. There has literally been over a month. Oh, my gosh.
It's
over
been
2
like
months.
Almost 3 months.
That you have sent this email. So I'm hoping that you guys have found some kind of resolution, some kind of help, some type of counseling with this situation. And if anyone else is dealing with something similar to this, I guess our advice would just be to
go to counseling.
Go to counseling and confront it head on.
She giving advice that she don't even take.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Be better than me. That's the point of this podcast. Y'all do better. Y'all learn from our mistakes.
Facts.
And Glenn David, how married are you?
I don't know. I don't know how married I am. I feel like I've been dropping the ball lately.
In the living room, you just did something last night.
Oh, watch the baby while you left?
You didn't watch the baby. You took care of your child.
Yeah. I watched my child.
Ugh.
I didn't say I was babysitting.
Okay. That's not what I was talking about. The thing on the wall, fool.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, Yvette in her mind wants to be like a woodworker. She wants to do stuff.
I would love to be a carpenter. That's a dream.
Okay.
It's really like, if I could have that as a hobby, it would be my hobby.
But is it a goal?
What?
Is it a goal? Is that something you want to work toward?
I mean, in due season. Like, honestly, like right now, if you would just let me go get wood and do stuff, I would do it. Right now, I forgot to tell you what I want to do in the backyard, but we'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you should let me go get, like, I'm not stopping you from getting wood.
Babe, every time I talk about a project, you're like, I don't want to have to go buy different tools. I just want to have all the tools here and yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, don't go buy these random tools. Let's just have a whole tool set.
No. It's not that at all. I got to communicate better. That's all. Yeah. So Yvette bought some ridiculous contraption from I guess it's like a
Queen Bee Market.
It's like a farmer's market.
Look
for
it up
like,
on Instagram. It's really cool, actually.
For
it's
like
all
stay
over
at home
there.
Parents or something like
no,
that.
No, it's not. What?
For hobbyists.
Oh, okay.
Hobbyists?
It's like small shops, like small
boutique
type things. Yes.
Like stuff that was knitted and like lamps that were made and things. So she sent me this picture of this thing. And she was like, sending me pictures of a bunch of stuff. And I was like, oh, this is trash. Please don't bring this home. And she was, I don't know, man. I'd be like, oh, man, sometimes your taste, I'm like, sometimes your taste is amazing. And other times I'm like, what? Why would you bring that?
He just doesn't have, like, he can't necessarily always see the potential.
Yeah, I see a lot of potential in our garage right now. All those other things we had in our old house on the wall, they're
that
no longer.
That looked nice.
Yeah, but now it's on the in the garage. So I'm like, where's it going to go? We're going to get rid of it. Anyway, so she brings home this thing, And I thought it was a lot more sturdy than it was. And boy, I tell you, this thing is from somebody great-great-granddaddy. It's like old wood. And it seems like if you kick it, termites will fly out. It's really cute, though. It's really cute.
It looks good now.
It does look good.
It's it's like a pallet planter that you hang on the wall. And I put some succulents in it. It's cute. I'll post it on Instagram when this episode airs.
Yeah, so basically I hung that up for her. That's what I did. That's how married I am.
Yeah.
Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married.
Wait, before you say that, I want to know. I want you guys, because we don't do words for affirmation anymore. We're not doing that anymore. It's over. I would like you guys to send in how married you are. Tell us. Say, I'm so married. I did such and such and such for my husband. We'll put it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Someone gave us that idea in the comment section when I peeked. I wasn't reading.
I told y'all he'd be reading them.
I ain't reading them. Get y'all. Y'all don't like me. I don't like you. All right, let's do this. Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married that the other day I went to Sprouts. I went to the grocery store to grab something, but it was like only one thing. But while I was there, I was like, oh man, Glenn needs sweet potatoes and chicken and stuff for his meal prep. So I grabbed those things because I knew he was going to need them.
Thank you.
And I even was going to grab broccoli, but the broccoli was soft and I never had broccoli like gone to the grocery store and it felt soft. So I was like, ah, we'll just have to wait until they put some fresh broccoli out here. And that's just how married I am.
Oh, okay.
And that's just how married we are.